Hey guys, welcome back to episode 228. We're calling this episode the sixth man episode. You'll find out why in just a minute. If you guys have been following anything that's been going on with CrossFit, as of late, there's a lot of things. We had some suspensions being passed down. A former guest actually got a two-year ban because of a suspension, because of a product that he took to try to get him and his wife pregnant. But that's kind of leaves a spot open in the Atlantic region, which I think should be filled. Will it? Probably not, but we'll get into that much, much later on in the show. But first, got to give a huge shout out to all the sponsors that make this podcast possible on a daily basis. The Ben Smith Blueprint. If you guys missed our episode with Ben Smith last week, make sure you guys go check it out in the archives. You can get it on iTunes, Podomatic, really anywhere. Or just subscribe to the Morning Chalk Up. They sent that out as well. Big shout out to Morning Chalk Up for the share on that interview. But guys, Ben Smith has established a workout program, and he is offering it to you for a very low cost. If you're an affiliate, you can actually get programming by Ben Smith directly for your affiliate in terms of warm-up, all that stuff. There are three things that you can do. There are three parts of the Ben Smith Blueprint that you can get involved in. And why wouldn't you want training and programming from one of the best CrossFit athletes ever, Ben Smith? Go to Instagram if you want more information. Just type in the Ben Smith Blueprint or head on over to CrossFitKrypton.com to find out more information as well. Huge shout out to Burrito Perdido. I love going there. They are located on Cedar Road in that Sunoco gas station right across from that Hardee's in the heart of Chesapeake. That's right, great bridge. So make sure you guys go check them out. They are absolutely incredible, whether it's chimichangas, tacos, burritos, quesadillas. Man, the list goes on and on. They are absolutely one of the best places, probably the best hidden secret. I don't know if it's hidden very well, but it is absolutely one of the best places in all of Hampton Roads to go have a meal. They're located, like I said, on Cedar Road. They are open from Tuesdays to Sundays from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Make sure you guys go check them out. They're local. They've got great food, and man, it is California food here in Virginia. I love it. Huge shout out as well. Gotta give it to RX Pro Shop. They were down in Charlotte with me this past weekend at Super Fit Games. It was a huge success. And even if their trailer did get broken into, I don't think anything got stolen. But so I'm glad everything was all right with Jeff and Tracy, but make sure you guys go check out RX Pro Shop, the largest selection of stance socks, not only in Virginia, but probably the entire East Coast. They are absolutely incredible. Great people. They're local as well here in Chesapeake, Virginia. They're actually located right across from Grassfield High School, right in front of CrossFit Chesapeake. So make sure you guys go check out RX Pro Shop on Instagram and on Facebook. That's going to do it for that portion of the podcast. Going to get right into kind of what has been going on. But first, I'm going to be talking about the events that have been announced so far for the CrossFit Games. We saw last week that, and we talked about last week about the whole run, the obstacle course, the bike, and all that stuff. 2 weeks ago, we talked about the run, bike, run. What, or the run, swim, one, run. What could that be? Could it be an assault? Could it be, you know, a lake swim, a pool swim? We don't know. We'll find out next week. But if you want to get my whole thoughts on the run, swim, run, I talked about it in long form about 2 weeks ago on the podcast on this exact episode Tuesday. So make sure you guys go check that in the archives 2 weeks ago. But, you know, I think, you know, then there's a bike event announced that's going to be happening. I think it's going to be fun. Then Dave Castro kind of, a couple days ago, kind of teased a, I don't know, a chipper style workout. It's 180, 60, 40, 20. I don't think he's announced the movements yet, but that's the rep scheme. So I think it's going to be very interesting to see how things go, how things work for that. And I'm excited to see kind of what he throws out there. I think it's going to be a very good event for a lot of these athletes going on as well. But he announced the first ever workout, the first workout of the 2017 CrossFit Games. It's going to be for the individuals a one rep max snatch, and then for the teams a one rep max clean and jerk. All athletes will have a time to get that on the board. But I like it. I like the speed and I like the strength right off the bat. I think it's going to be a very interesting way to start off the CrossFit Games. You know, you're used to seeing a longer event, an odd event last year. Obviously, they went all the way to Aromas, the ranch, and had three events. They didn't know what was going on. But I was very going to be very interested to see kind of how things work with this year. The first event is a max lift. So I think it's going to be interesting to see kind of how the leaderboard sets up. You're going to see who the strong is right off the bat. But also, don't count anyone out that maybe not be at the top of that leaderboard after that first event, because there's going to be a lot of athletes that are going to be coming back and kind of making their move as the week rolls on. Again, that starts next week, guys. That's right. The CrossFit Games are next week. Can you believe it? I'll be making my predictions on Tuesday of next week. Obviously, the games will probably start on Wednesday, so it'll be very timely that I will be making my my guesses, my predictions for the top five men and the top five women next week on the show. Speaking of guesses, you guys know Reebok is giving away $1 million for anyone who can pick a perfect bracket, a perfect top 10 for the men, the women, and top five teams. Head on over to Reebok.com if you want to do the Pick'em game. Man, the prizes include a whole year's groceries from Whole Foods, Reebok gift cards, Rogue gym sets, and much, much more. The grand prize, though, if you get first place, or if you get a perfect bracket, that means all 10 athletes in perfect order, the five teams that you want in perfect order, you're actually going to win $1 million, a huge prize from Reebok. And man, I love it. I love that they're getting into this kind of fantasy game. I'm going to be doing a bracket. You're going to kind of see my picks. And that's why I'm not releasing my official picks until next Monday. I'm going to be doing a bracket probably around Thursday or Friday of this week. So make sure you guys stay tuned for all that. But I don't want anyone stealing my, I got a pretty good insight. I think a couple years ago, I was pretty close to getting every athlete in the top five for the men and the women. Don't think it's going to be any different this year, because my predictions are very, very good. Let me just tell you. But man, what a whirlwind of things we've had over the last couple weeks. We mentioned, we talked about, and we have posted this weekend, Ryan Elrod has been suspended for 2 years for performance-enhancing drugs, or for a banned substance. I don't think it was PEDs, but it was a banned substance that he was taking back in February that was him and his wife were trying to have a kid, so he took it. And he said he stopped taking it in February when they found out they had a kid, but you know that they were pregnant, and it obviously was still in the system somehow come June. And I think it's going to be very interesting to kind of see how this whole thing plays out. I think it kind of brings up an issue, and Elrod obviously posted a statement saying that he was very confused. He didn't know what was going on. He didn't really understand why, you know, he was, you know, suspended. He didn't really get it. He thought everything was good. But at the same time, he released another statement apologizing to CrossFit, apologizing that he was in the wrong. He did something wrong. He didn't realize it at the time, but it's really too bad. He was a great athlete. He seems to be a great guy. I only met him and I only talked to him when he was on the podcast, but all I can say is I wish him the best. Hopefully in 2 years he'll be eligible to be a master's athlete and he can come back full force, kind of that Cinderella story. I thought he had a very good chance at the CrossFit Games this year. But if you guys missed my interview with him, my conversation with him is back in the archives. That was one of our first interview Thursdays when we started this on the road to the CrossFit Games. Speaking of interview Thursday, we'll get back to the whole Ryan Elrod and Nathan Bramblett thing here in just a minute. But I got Cody Anderson on the podcast this coming Thursday. It's going to be the last interview Thursday before the CrossFit Games kick off next week. So you guys will not want to miss that. He was on the podcast a couple years ago when he qualified back in 2015, just barely missed qualifying last year, but we are excited to have him on so close to the CrossFit Games, going to get his insight and much more on the podcast. So make sure you guys tune in on Thursday for that interview, and it's going to be absolutely incredible. Excited to kind of chat with Cody and kind of get his insight and kind of get his feelings going in to the CrossFit Games. All right, guys, back to this whole thing with Nathan Bramblett, Ryan Elrod. So Ryan Elrod is out. He has been suspended for 2 years from CrossFit competition. We saw some other big suspensions from CrossFit Marysville, who a couple years ago got third place at the CrossFit Games. And this brings up an interesting point about the sixth person. The sixth person that got sixth place at regionals. As of last night, or as of, I think I'm recording this on Monday morning, as of yesterday, Nathan Bramblett will not be competing and will not be representing and taking Ryan Elrod's base at the CrossFit Games. Bramblett didn't really give an explanation. He just said it wasn't possible. He followed up with them, said, hey, can I get the spot since the fifth place guy is dropping out, is suspended? Can I get the spot and can I compete at the CrossFit Games to be the fittest on earth? Well, apparently that's a no. And it brings up a good discussion point, and I honestly could talk about it for years and talk about it forever. This could be a long podcast. I'm just going to kind of give you my bullet points, not going to leave you guys too long-winded in here, but I think it's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out in the future. Because obviously you would think that, yes, 2 weeks before the cross, or not even 2 weeks, like a week and a half before the CrossFit Games start, you would think that the sixth place person would have the opportunity to go out and actually compete if the fifth place athlete was not able to compete. And the thing that kind of blows my mind, and I want your opinions. I want you to tell me, should Nathan Bramblett be able to compete? Should the sixth place athletes be able to compete still if the fifth place athletes, or even if any of the top five, have to pull out or get suspended for any reason at all? I think that's why, and I've heard, I'm not there, I am not backstage when this all happens, but I've heard that the sixth place person also gets drug tested during this whole thing. So my big thing is, why drug test the sixth place person, the sixth place team, what have you, if you're not going to use that for future? If you're not going to, if say Nathan Bramblett's drug test came back clean, positive or negative for anything, why drug test Nathan Bramblett, who got six at the CrossFit Regionals for the second straight year, if you aren't going to let him go and compete at the CrossFit Games after something else happens to one of the top five? And I think, you could obviously argue both sides. You could be like, oh, well, it's too soon. It took too long to get the results out. That's another question that is up there for debate. And I would love to, get someone, a doctor, someone that's involved in drug screening or whatever, on the podcast and ask them, why did it take so long? I mean, regionals for Ryan Elrod and for some of these other athletes were over a month, almost 2 months ago. Why did it take so long for CrossFit to first find out what was in their system and what they were testing for? And second, why did it take so long for them to announce it? It's kind of a bad thing when you've got athletes, and yes, obviously after they qualify, they're going to set up everything they need to, but now there's possibilities of no cancellation on hotels, flights, all that stuff. So they just wasted a ton of money on reservations when they're not even going to be able to head to the games. And yes, I'm not saying that, obviously if someone uses a performance enhancing drug or a banned substance to better their performance later on, yes, then they deserve everything that's coming to them. But I would love to know kind of the process of when you take a drug test, how long it takes normally, because I was reading the comments on CrossFit Games Facebook page on that post. And it makes it look like, there's so many people out there that says, oh, when I get drug tested for work, it gets back within a couple days and blah, blah, blah. And I think that's very true, but they're not testing for as many substances and as many, things as CrossFit may be testing for. I would love to get someone from USADA or someone from a huge drug testing business and say, hey, why did it take so long for this to be announced, and why did it take so long for this to be for it to get going in terms of just kind of You know, why did it take so long for them to announce it, and why did it take so long for them to figure out who and what has been doing this in terms of the drug? Is it going to stir some controversy going into the games? Yes, it's going to stir a lot of controversy, but it's also going to show athletes that, hey, we don't care who it is. We're going to, if you pop, we're going to bust you for it. Something that I wanted to touch on, I'm not going to touch on it for longer, but that's all I'm going to say about that whole issue. I think the sixth place person, the person should be able to go to the games. They do it for regionals. If another athlete can't compete, they just fill that spot. I think it should be the exact same for the games. I think the sixth place person in most regionals should be able to qualify for the games anyway. But I think that's just that. Those are my thoughts. You missed any of it, head back 10 minutes and I talk about it in great detail. Another issue that I wanted to talk about was the new partnership between CBS Sports, Facebook, and the CrossFit Games. Not going to talk about this for long. We're running low on time and they're giving me the go home to say see ya. But I wanted to kind of address this really quick because I think it's going to be interesting. It may be more exposure. It may be better for the CrossFit Games, but it doesn't sound like more people are going to be able to watch. It doesn't sound like there's going to be a YouTube feed. It sounds like you're going to have to either be by your computer or have CBS Sports in order to watch anything of the CrossFit Games, which in my opinion is not the right way to go. With ESPN3, with YouTube, you could pull it up on your Apple TV. You could pull it up on your streaming device, and especially in the world that we live in where literally everything is streamed on an Apple TV, on a computer, on a phone, what have you. To make that the only two options for athletes or for people to watch it that can't actually afford to go to Madison, that can't watch the games live, it's an unfortunate opportunity that people from overseas may not get CBS Sports. Some people, yes, they have Facebook, but who wants to sit in front of their computer all day and watch the CrossFit Games? Who wants to sit on their phone all day and watch the CrossFit Games? It was just so much easier when you could go on your Apple TV, on your streaming device, and plug it in, watch it on YouTube, watch it on ESPN3, watch it really wherever you can. And that's not available this year. I'm very disappointed in CrossFit, but at the end of the day, Facebook probably paid him a whole lot of money. CBS probably paid him a whole lot of money. And at the end of the day, it is a business, whether you want fans to watch or not. Unfortunately, I think it's going to be a negative ploy, but we've got 2 years of it. They signed a contract for two years. So we'll actually see if it actually happens, if it kind of plays out like that, or if they're going to go somewhere else after 2 years is up. I like the whole streaming on Facebook thing. That's fine. But for that to really be the only way that you can watch it unless you have cable, I went to the CBS Sports app. It doesn't look like they have ever, you know, any live footage that you can watch. You can watch pre-recorded, but it's already over. You already know the results. So I definitely don't know if this is going to be a smart move for CrossFit for the CrossFit Games and really the CrossFit universe, which 99.9% of the people that love CrossFit can't make it to Madison in August. So we'll see how this works. We'll see how the broadcast works, and we'll see if it really is better than last year and things like that. It's a big deal. CBS is obviously a big brand, but I love the thing that they had with ESPN. I loved it. It was easy. I loved when you could watch things on YouTube. It was easy. It was quick. But doesn't sound like we're going to get that again this year. Guys, that's it for today's episode. Don't forget to check back on Thursday. If you missed any of our interview Thursdays over the last few months, go and check them out on our archives on iTunes, Podomatic, and so much more. Don't forget to check in on Thursday with my interview and my conversation with Cody Anderson out of the West region. We talked to him about everything and anything on the books. Thanks, guys, so much. Have a great rest of your week. Enjoy your Tuesday. Stay tuned. CrossFit Games, less than a week away.